our relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam consists of two separate factors. The Torah instructs us in Maisa HaMitzvos, actions which we are obligated to perform. And behind those actions are the Kavana, the motivation, which is also part and parcel of our own relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How exactly do we understand the relationship between these two separate factors? The Gemara famously, Maseches Horios and Daf Yudam Abayz, tells us, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, La'olam yasek adam b'Torah u'b'mitzvos. That it's incumbent and important for an individual to involve themselves in Torah and mitzvahs, perform actions, even if they do not have the proper intentions, because through their performance of mitzvahs, through the performance of the actions which are instructed to do so, for not the proper motivation, they will eventually lead them to have the proper motivation to be involved in Avodas Hashem. And the Gemara Maseches Horios brings a proof, a fascinating proof, from our parsha. Says the Gemara, Shebischar membeis korbanos, shehikriv balak harasha, zacha v'yatzam yuvenaros, that through the schus of the 42 korbanos that balak harasha brought in this week's parsha, he was zocha to have descend from him, Rus hamoaviyah, Rus, the great-grandmother of David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech. And that's what the Gemara explains, that through Balak, who was going to and attempting to curse the Jewish people, and through the advice of Bilam, he brought 42 korbanos. Through that act of Avodas Hashem, he was zocha to have Rus as his descendant. What exactly is the Gemara saying? What exactly does it mean that through Balak's shelo lishma Avodas Hashem, he was zocha to have an act of Avodas Hashem come from him that was lishma? Where was the lishma within having Rus descended from him? And the Mefarshim give different answers. Rashi in Maseches Horios explains that David HaMelech sang shiros v'tishbachos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, we see from David HaMelech, who so clearly worshipped the HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a sincere manner, based off of his sincere shira, his praise of the Ribono Shel Olam. Therefore, we see that despite Balak's actions, which were not motivated, lishma, he was zocha to have David HaMelech descend from him, who did serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a lishma way. The Gemara Maseches Sota, Adaf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, points to the fact that Shlomo HaMelech, David HaMelech's son, also a descendant from Balak and Rus, he brought korbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after he builds the Beis HaMikdash in a lishma way. And therefore, his actions were exactly the same and paralleled Balak's, but he did so with the proper motivation and reasoning. However, I would like to suggest a slightly different answer based off the Gemara itself. While the Mefarshim point to David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech as being the product of the lishma avodas Hashem that comes from Balak, the Gemara itself actually just points to Rus. It says, Bischus, the 42 korbanos that Balak brought, Zacha v'yatzim yimena Rus. So how exactly was Rus, how did she personify Avodas Hashem l'shma, that Balak, when Balak personified the Avodas Hashem shelo l'shma? So there's a lot of parallels that exist between Rus and Balak. Both of them came from Moab royalty. Obviously, Balak was the king of Moab. And Rus, the Medrash explains, was a princess of Moab. And they both realized something very important. They realized the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and had dominion over the entire world. And they also both realized that the Jewish people were the chosen nation. However, Balak and Rus dealt with those two facts in fundamentally different ways. Balak, who was motivated by his own self-preservation, hired Bilam HaRasha to curse the Jewish people and engage in acts of Avodas Hashem, shelo lishma. Rus, however, engaged in acts of Avodas Hashem, specifically lishma. She also understood the chosenness of the Jewish people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power and dominion over the world, and when the opportunity presented itself, what did she say to Naomi? Amech Ami Elokayach Elokai, your nation is my nation, your God is my God, that my intentions are sincere, my motivation to join the Jewish people, and my acts of Avodas Hashem will come from a sincere place. And therefore, Rus is the Lishma element of Avodas Hashem that descends from Balak's Shalol Lishma Avodas Hashem. We can now properly understand the koach and power of mitzvos, of actions, of Avodas Hashem, even when they're not properly motivated. Balak HaRasha, who offered 42 korbanos in order to curse the Jewish people, was zocha to have descent from him, Mashiach Tzidkenu. Certainly in our own lives, when the opportunity presents itself to perform a mitzvah, even if we're not properly motivated, we should be careful to do so, because we don't know the greatness that may come out of it as well. And we all be zocha to recognize, Shemitoch Shelo Lishma Val Lishma. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.